leader.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The House is adjourning for the weekend at 6 as usual on Thursdays, but next week, the last in this Parliament, looks like being a long one, with the government saving its most controversial legislation for the very end, to be passed under urgency, according to the government's acting leader of the House, Simon Power.
On Thursday, it's the government's intention to move that urgency be accorded to the remaining stages of the Video Camera Surveillance Temporary Measures Bill and the Sleepover Wages Settlement Bill, as well as the adjournment debate.
Broadly hinting at some stiff opposition to the Video Surveillance Bill, due back from the Justice and Electoral Select Committee on Monday, the shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard, tried to draw more information from Mr Power.
I thank the leader of the House for his full explanation of the of his intentions for next week and wanted to check with him as to whether one of two things have been sorted out, either the Attorney-General on the Video Surveillance Bill or the catering for Bellamy's for the weekend.
The Honourable Simon Power.
Well, Mr Speaker, that member has been in this House a lot longer than I, and he will know that what is going on at a select committee stays in a select committee until such time as it's reported back to this House, and I'm sure Bellamy's will do their best to maintain their very high standards when it comes to food.
Order. In fact, there's no way Parliament can sit on a Sunday. If they haven't got through everything in the urgency motion, they'll have to come back the following week. Trevor Mallard, meanwhile, had this question for Finance Minister Bill English.
Does muddling through, as the Prime Minister described the Minister of Finance's policy, involve losing another 50,000 jobs, or does he stand by his forecast of 175,000 net employment gain over the next 4 years?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, to deal with the first one first, we had the question yesterday about the employment indicator. It is a partial measure of jobs. The Household Labour Force survey, which the opposition have used for the last 2 years and 11 months in opposition, is the standard, and by that measure, the number of jobs has grown. Treasury has forecast 175,000 new jobs, and we don't see any reason as yet to change that.
Jobs and how they're counted was the subject of the next question for Social Development and Employment Minister Paula Bennett from her Labor shadow, Annette King.
Is it now the government's position to rely on the Household Labour Force Survey as the measure of unemployment and employment in light of the Prime Minister recently dismissing the Household Labour Force Survey as notoriously volatile and just a survey?
The Honourable Paul
Mr Speaker, there are a number of reports on employment and unemployment that come out during the year. I know the members on the other side pick which sort of report they want to use at different times.
Question time was followed by more debate on the government's bill reforming the court system and four more valedictory speeches from retiring MPs. And what's all this got to do with the price of milk? Well, here's Rhys Lyon from the committee rooms.
That's the subject of an inquiry being held by the Commerce Committee, which today received a submission from Fonterra Director Peter McClure. He acknowledged discontent about the price of milk among the public.
And my response has often been to them that it's very, very important for consumers to shop around, because if you shop around in New Zealand, there is very, very cheap milk available in many places in New Zealand. There is choice, there is competition.
Fonterra Director Peter McClure. But concern about milk prices was outlined by Consumer New Zealand Chief Executive Sue Chitwin.
Today we are representing a coalition that we did form in March, and those groups include Budgeting Services, Barnardos, PHO Manaia in the far north. And I guess all these groups have a constituency that are affected when milk prices are high. And we noted in our submission that in the last 5 years, retail dairy prices have increased by 50%, almost double the 26% rise in food inflation over that same period. So I think we can say that dairy prices are high.
Ms Chetwin drew particular attention to the high price of milk offered at supermarkets.
I know the inquiry is going to look at supermarket pricing, and we don't know what their margins are. There's been quite a lot of discussion, I gather, about you being able to shop around, and you can go to service stations and dairies and find milk at cheaper prices. But I guess that all goes to show what a huge markup the supermarkets must be getting on milk. And also, it's not that easy for some people, once they actually get to the supermarket, to see the milk's very expensive, for them to decide to shop around, especially, you know, at the budget end of the market. So, you know, I don't really accept that our very large supermarkets have to be selling milk more expensively than service stations and dairies.
Consumer New Zealand Chief Executive Sue Chetwin, who also recommended an independent commissioner to oversee milk prices.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.